This episode is sponsored by our friends at Fujifilm North America. Their X-Series digital cameras and lenses may just give you that creative edge you're looking for in your portraits and events. You'll find everything from 40 megapixel image quality to 40 frames per second burst, plus unique in-camera film simulation modes and effortless usability. Click the link in the episode description to find the full range. There has never been a better time to invest in your passion, so make sure to click the link. Hey there, it's Nikki Klosser, and I want to let you know about an awesome free giveaway for people on our email list. If you haven't already, click the link in our podcast description or go to theportraitsystem.com/signup to get on the list. If you sign up, you'll get a free posing 101 PDF to jumpstart things. It's an epic PDF, so you'll definitely want to get this. Also, just by being in our email community, you'll get deals, sales, and information about any of our upcoming events and activities. So head over to theportraitsystem.com/signup and sign up today.
This is the Portrait System Podcast, a show that helps portrait photographers and people hoping to become one navigate the world of photography, business, money, and so much more. We totally keep it real. We share stories about the incredible ups and the very difficult downs when running a photography business. I'm your host, Nikki Klosser, and the point of this podcast is for you to learn actionable steps that you can take to grow your own business and also to feel inspired and empowered by the stories you hear. Hi, everyone. We are back with another $1,000 sale episode. So what we did is we posted in our Sue Bryce Education members Facebook group, and we asked people to call in and share their experience with their first sale that was either $1,000 or more. We have so many great stories around this, and the reason we wanted to bring this back is because people have given us the feedback that they feel so inspired when they hear from other people around the world who are doing it. They have these great sales averages, and people just love hearing the stories. So we have more stories for you today around that first $1,000 sale. I know sales can be intimidating, and I know people out there might be thinking, like, there's no way someone will buy that in my area. And the reason we share these stories is they are from people from small towns, large towns, different countries, like, you know, just starting out, having been in the business forever. Anyone can do this as long as you have a strong portfolio, you have an idea, just a little bit of an idea around sales, which is so easy to learn. If you just watch the videos and just talk through it and do it once, it truly becomes like second nature. So, okay, let's listen to our first story, and it comes to you from Cindy Schiavetto. And what I love is that she does a $3,600 sale without a studio. You don't need a studio to do this. You can do this with any genre, indoor, outdoor, at your client's home, you know, in studio. You really can do this with any genre. Okay, let's listen to Cindy's story.
Hi, so my name is Cynthia Schiavetto. I'm in the DC metro area. I had my first branding client back in January, and her budget was between $500 and $1,500. I sent her my PDF magazine. She looked through it. We had a phone consultation, and immediately after our conversation, she decided that the max budget of $1,500 just wasn't enough. So she ended up purchasing my biggest package of $3,000 plus my session fee, which was a total sale of $3,600, my very first time. So that was exciting. We did the shoot at her place, and I took my makeup artist with me. We had a great time, and immediately after, within 2 weeks, I sent her the images, and she was absolutely thrilled. It was just the perfect client. We had a great time, and it was an awesome sale.
Thank you, Cindy. I just love hearing these stories, and I'm sure that your client was just as happy as you are about that sale. So thank you for sharing. Okay, so our next story is from Safina Duke, and like I mentioned, you can do this with any genre. Her story has to do with a high school senior session for her first $1,000 or more sale. Let's listen.
Hi, my name is Safina Duke from Fringe Photography, and I specialize in high school seniors. So my first 1K sale was my very first year doing seniors. I remember I named my top package Bizarre. I was naming them after magazines, and literally, I think I thought it was bizarre that someone would spend $1,000 with me. And my seniors picked out this package, and I included all of these things in it. And I remember just being like so shocked and thinking that they probably didn't understand how much money it was going to cost. So I really just felt crazy when I made the sale, but my mind was blown. It was the first time that I blew my own mind with a sale, and it just got higher from there.
I'm so glad you shared that, Safina. And I remember feeling the same way, that my mind was completely blown with my first more than $1,000 sale. And if you haven't heard my own first big sale like that, I actually share it in the first $1,000 sale episode we did. I believe it's back bonus number 6. So if you listen to that, you will hear my story as well. Up next, we have Matt Stagliano, and he is one of our just really great, great members in our SBE community. He's just really active in the Facebook group. And I love that he, you know, he tells us, like, it's kind of a vulnerable story. He was nervous to raise his prices. He was in photojournalism prior to doing portraits. And, you know, I just love that he shares a little bit of his story and just how he came out of it raising his prices multiple times because he was getting these big sales. So let's listen to Matt.
Hi, this is Matt Stagliano of Stone Tree Creative up here in the mountains of Maine, and I absolutely remember my first $1,000 sale. See, I had been a photojournalist and editorial and commercial photographer for 5 or 6 years prior to shooting portraiture. I wasn't making any money, and I was really starting to lose the love for photography. So I started with SBE in late 2017 to try to start over, and after watching a handful of videos, I was like, hey, I think I can do this. So in April of 2018, at the age of 45, I opened a studio in my little 1,000-person town. Now all I had to do was figure out how to sell portraits. So even though I had been open for a while, I didn't have an understanding of really how to sell or have a consultation or educate anybody on what I would be selling. So I was pretty much a mess and hemorrhaging money. And so I just kept watching the videos slowly, methodically, one after the other. So I did a little bit of folio building with friends and had to continually convince myself that if I stuck to the method, I'd succeed. I set my prices at $190 for the session fee, and I had packages starting at $1,350 for 6 images. So fast forward to August of 2018, and I had exactly one portraiture sale. So things weren't going all that great, but I was thinking about giving up. But I wanted to attend Portrait Masters kind of as a last ditch effort to get re-energized. And I came back from Arizona a changed man. So I say all of that to say this: no sooner had I come back from Arizona when a marketing manager that I previously worked with on a commercial job contacted me and said that she wanted to have some portraits for herself. So she was a younger woman. She said she had never done anything like this for herself and wanted a mix of old Hollywood and glamour portraits. So having the confidence from watching all the videos, going to TPM, and then swallowing the colossal dose of fake it till you make it, I said, yeah, sure, no problem. So she showed up around 10 a.m. at the studio on the day of the shoot. I got her into hair and makeup, and I think we wound up shooting for about 6 hours from like 11 to 5 p.m. I had no idea what I was doing, so I just kept shooting and shooting and shooting and trying not to let her see that I was panicked. The day went great. We shot 5 or 6 different outfits and probably close to 1,000 photos. So after culling and editing, I sent them off for printing and then had her come back up from New Hampshire, a couple hour drive, for the reveal. And when she saw all of the prints, she was absolutely blown away and started crying. Now, here I am thinking that she's crying because they look horrible, but she was absolutely in love with them. She said she couldn't believe that it was her in the photos. So while she was thrilled with them, she wound up purchasing my lowest package at $1,350. Now, mind you, this is the first package that I've ever sold. So it was at $1,350, and I don't ever remember being as nervous as I was that day. So I hadn't mastered the art of shutting up or gotten over any of my money shame issues. So without saying anything, I gave her a friends and family discount and threw in a free enlargement. And still, at the end of the sale, I had over $1,000, and she walked out of there extraordinarily happy, and I was shaking from how happy I was. You never really forget that. So suffice to say, I've become much more confident in the sales process, and I've raised my prices 3 times since then. Now, almost 2 years later to the day, I have a session fee of $350 and a sales average of around $2,500. So I credit absolutely everything to learning from this community. I absolutely would not be here without all of the guidance from SBE, Sue, the mentors, the guest instructors, and everybody in the forums, everybody in the community. There's no reason you shouldn't be able to charge what you're worth and make an incredible living doing this. Even with COVID, I should hit six figures this year, and I just expanded my studio. So there's no limit to what you can do if you set your mind to it. What you don't change, you choose. So thanks for listening.
Thank you again, Matt, for just sharing your story with us. And it's so awesome that you have continued to just grow and raise your prices. And it's just such a great example that, you know, to anyone really, that you can absolutely do this. So thank you. Our next $1,000 sales story is from Keely Miller. And the story that she shares is just also familiar to me and to so many other portrait photographers with how she felt leading up to this. Let's listen.
Hi, my name is Keely Miller, and I am the owner of Keely Miller Portrait, based in San Diego, California. My first sale over $1,000 took place while I was still living in Indianapolis, Indiana, which is where I grew up and built my business. I had been, at the time, photographing high school seniors for years, but I was so scared of making that transition to in-person sales because I thought nobody would ever want to buy from me. I thought that it was way too much money, and frankly, I thought that people would just laugh at my face because at the time when I switched, I was only 18 years old. And so when I first started doing in-person sales, I really focused on the money. And I just gave everything away because I felt so much guilt and shame around charging real money and real value to my pricing. So my first $1,000 sale was a high school senior, and his mom had contacted me because she wanted something different for her son. She wanted photos that were very fashion focused. She wanted something that they could look back on for generations. She wanted a really awesome experience for her son. So when I had this client, I focused everything on how I could create just an exceptional experience for them, from what outfits we were planning to the locations we were going to what kind of art they would want on their walls. And so after the shoot, when I showed up for their sale, I remember driving to their house and hauling all of my album samples and my wall art samples and the new metal sample that I thought they would like into their house. And I sat down on their couch and we looked through all of their photos together, and they loved every single one. That end sale ended up being $1,600, which just blew me away. I remember getting back in my car after the reveal, and I didn't even make it out of the neighborhood. I just parked my car a couple of blocks away in front of somebody else's house because I couldn't drive. I just had to sit there and look at that sale, and I cried. I just thought it was absolutely amazing to be doing that as a teenager, and it really proves that if you give your client an amazing experience and really lead them from beginning to end and focus on serving them, the money will come. Now, obviously, my sale average has gone higher and higher, and I know that yours can too.
Thank you, Keely. I'm so proud of you and your success, and I just love, love, love listening to your story. Our next story comes to you from Dotse, and her business name is Dotse Bluma Photo, and she is one of our examples of someone in Europe, in Latvia to be specific, who is really just doing so great with her sales. Let's listen to what she has to say.
Hello. My name is Dace. I'm from Latvia, Riga. My business name is Dace Bluma Photo. And just recently, I got my first sale, which is over 1,000. And it was so amazing. It was a maternity photo shoot. It was a couple over 40 years old. And it was their first baby they were expecting. And they were so excited to do the shoot. I was so nervous to tell prices and everything, but it was all organized by dad, and they were so excited. And in the day of photo shoot, we did photo shoot in my studio, and then we went to the beach because they didn't know what kind of photos they will want, what product. So we just did it all, and I just gave them best possible service I could. Then we needed to do reveal, but the baby girl was born earlier than she should. So we waited a little bit, and I went to their home when she was just 10 days old. I bought a little present for her, and they were so happy. And then I show with photos. It was a lot of photos, like 80 maybe. And they loved all of them. They couldn't choose. So they decided they want album and they want folio box. And it was like my biggest package. I include all photos, all digitals, and not so much money. It's like 1500. But I just went for it. I said, okay, here is my biggest package and you can get all photos. And we just need to then decide which photos will go into album and which will go into folio box. And it all was organized also by a dad. The woman didn't know anything about prices. She was out of it. And I think she didn't know how much it cost. I said the price. And he just gave me amount of money. And I was like, okay, this really works. And it felt so amazing when people appreciate you. Of course, after I ordered products, they are not arrived yet. I ordered them. I understood that it's like not so much money for so many products because I spend a lot of money on products and not much I have left of that money. It was 1500, yes, I said. But now I know it can be done. And there are people who are willing to spend money on products they love. I almost gave up before the sale because there was too many people saying these prices are too high, I can't afford it. As I started this not so long ago, and it was my second in-person sale. First one was my smallest package and this was my largest package. And I drove home, I called my husband and I was so excited. I'm really willing to do it again. Thank you for all the tips I can get. I listen to Portrait System all the time and getting inspired by stories and people. Thank you for this opportunity to listen stories, to record stories, and for all you share.
Thank you so much, Dotse. I loved hearing the story. And again, that's another example of a different genre, a maternity photo shoot, where you can truly, truly make great sales. I know that some of my maternity sales have been upwards of $3,000. And it's just, it's one of those just really precious times in someone's life that you can just give them such a great experience and have a great sale. So thank you for sharing your story. It's always so great to hear our members who are successful around the world. We really, really appreciate everyone calling in. And to those of you out there who are just thinking, man, my sales average is not where I want it to be yet, keep taking one step forward. We have the resources for you on Sue Bryce Education, everything from learning to build a really beautiful portfolio to learning how to do in-person sales, perfect your lighting, learn how to do a consultation, how to ask for referrals, how to market your business. Like, all of it is there, the self-value piece of it. And truly, it's just taking one step forward. And you can absolutely do this. You just listen to some examples from just everyday people, everyday photographers who are now able to make sustainable sales with their portrait business. So very proud of all of you. Thanks again for listening. And we'll talk to you next time on the Portrait System Podcast. Thank you so much for listening today to the Portrait System Podcast. If you like what you heard, we would really love for you to leave us a 5-star review either on iTunes or wherever you're listening. And I really, really want to encourage you to head over to SueBryceEducation.com. Over there, you can find all of the education you need to become a successful photographer. And there are over 1,000 on-demand educational videos on things like posing, lighting, styling, retouching, shooting, marketing, sales, business, and self-value. There's also the 12-week startup program that I love. And there are posing downloads, lighting downloads. I mean, truly everything to help make you not only a better photographer, but to make you more money. Once again, that's SueBryceEducation.com. It's time for me to tell you about this episode's sponsor, Fujifilm North America. If you haven't experienced portraits and wedding scenes created on the large format GFX system digital camera sensor, you are missing out.
Along with up to 102 megapixel resolution, you'll find rich colors and gorgeous in-camera looks. There's also AI-driven subject detection and 8 frames per second bursts inside the compact GFX100 digital camera. Hit the link in this episode's description to view the products. It's time to dream big in your creative process.